It's time for Wisconsin Life. Summer is winding down in Wisconsin, and many people are making their final pilgrimages to lake homes and cabins up north. But one couple has found a way to enjoy balmy summer weather all year round.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'd like the raspberry.
Inside the boxy white walls of her ice cream truck, Diane Steflug takes orders through the window.
Our buffalo raspberry.
While her husband John scoops mint chocolate chip and black raspberry into cups and cones. They're such a well-oiled machine, they might as well have been serving frozen treats all their lives. But actually, the Steflugs didn't become business owners until they were well into their 50s.
Our income changed drastically. Our foundation that we had been building was now gone.
It started 8 years ago. When the recession hit in late 2007, John lost his job working in IT. He couldn't find work. Nobody wanted to hire an employee so close to retirement. So like a lot of much younger folks who are choosing lifestyle perks over profit margin, the couple decided they might as well gamble on a new career that promised a more relaxed atmosphere.
And we said, oh, now we can have fun and be working.
I was only 58 at the time, so I couldn't retire yet. But, you know, you can't find a new job at that age either. We need to do something, you know. We didn't want to sit around and do nothing, so we started this.
They bought an ice cream business and moved from Milwaukee to St. Germain in rural northern Wisconsin, where they had a second home. Beautiful summer weather and a slower pace of life sounded pretty good to the pair of city dwellers. And when winter set in all too soon, the Steflugs decided to take their freezer and head south to their other favorite vacation spot, Naples, Florida.
It was such a big hit that we just kept going back, and we now spend 6 months in Wisconsin and 6 months in Florida selling the ice cream.
Now they're earning a living and enjoying year-round sunshine. They haven't shoveled snow in over 7 years.
The longer you're away from the Wisconsin winter, the more you appreciate not being in the winter months in Wisconsin. We've become wimps.
But it isn't all sunshine and sweet treats. Scooping thousands of cones each weekend takes its toll. And a traditional retirement lifestyle is looking better and better.
I'm starting to have more and more aches and pains. We do a couple music festivals where it starts at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you're there till 1 o'clock in the morning. It's starting to get a little bit rough. We're not bouncing back as fast as we used to.
Would you go back to your old life if you could?
I don't think so. It's too much stress. Yeah, there's a lot more stress in that life than this life, you know.
You know, there's many days where our outfit for the day is flip-flops, a t-shirt, and a pair of shorts. It would be probably harder to go from this back than it was from that to this.
When it does come time to retire, they'll be able to split their time between vacation spots without thinking about the bottom line.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org. Well, for a lot of adults, life-changing circumstances can call for the need to find a second career, maybe get an education to do that. But for others, that education is just a part of their lifelong learning. Jeffrey Russell joins us now with some advice and resources for people looking to go back to school for whatever reason. He's Vice Provost for Lifelong Learning and Dean of Continuing Studies at UW-Madison. Jeffrey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate you having us on the show.
Well, a lot of people, if we think about college students this time of year, we're thinking of those new high school graduates entering their freshman year. Tell us about the other students, though, the people you see in your program. Who are they?
Well, we're really excited to be a place where every person in the state and beyond can connect to the university. So this isn't a residential piece, as you were referring to, in terms of all the new students moving in. But the chance for all of the listeners to identify with UW-Madison as a lifelong learner, and as you indicated, it goes all the way from personal enrichment to perhaps needing to acquire some new workplace skills in a changing economy.
And what kind of services and programs can people in that situation find with continuing studies there?
Well, we've got a number of things. One is that we've got an adult and career service office that can help people think about perhaps making a transition in their career, think about some additional skills that they might want to pick up, perhaps they want to complete their degree. In other cases, it's much more around the personal enrichment side where folks are really interested in engaging, whether it's arts, creative writing, perhaps it's a foreign language, and it's really about the quality of life and the ability to continue to develop themselves around some of those areas of interest.
Let's start with that first group you mentioned, people looking for that either a new career or maybe doing things to certify them to move up in their current career. How common is that among the people who come to you for resources?
Well, I think as you're probably reading, like a lot of the listeners, I mean, the economy is got a lot of different issues in terms of the continued development of skills if you're between transitions or perhaps there's new technology that's being introduced. So we've got a number of things from credit-based certificates to more accessible master's degree programs to non-credit programs that might help build skills in a given area that would help somebody choose a new career or perhaps enhance their skills in their current career.
And you mentioned accessibility. A lot of people in this position aren't going to be able to, you know, move into the dorm like the freshmen and stop everything and start this new program. How are these programs built around people's work lives, parenting lives, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that's the really exciting thing that we're working on, recognizing that it's flexibility and access are two important pieces that particularly the adult learner is confronted with. And so what we're really trying to do is to figure out ways in evenings and weekends and where it makes sense in an online format to make it flexible and yet accessible for these high-quality learning experiences.
So for someone wanting to do this with employment in mind, what sort of questions should they be asking themselves to figure out what kind of educational program would be right for them?
Well, I think that if they would come in and sit down with some of our counselors here, the first couple of questions are going to really deal with their interests and passions and where do they see themselves and what kind of things are they really motivated by. And then it's a matter of figuring out what's the appropriate educational experiences that are going to make sense for them, and then figuring out then how to find that. And that might not always be available here at UW-Madison, but it's important to try to connect them with the appropriate educational resources that are going to help them advance in their learning and advance in their career planning.
Talking to Jeffrey Russell, he's Vice Provost for Lifelong Learning and Dean of Continuing Studies at UW-Madison, about going back to school, getting some kind of education, even if you're not that new freshman at a UW system school, say. Now let's go to the other side we started with, Jeffrey, the lifelong learners. Who are we talking about there?
Well, the beauty is that's all of us, and hopefully everybody that's listening can identify with that. And whether we're in formal schooling or not, I think we're all on a journey to continue to build our knowledge and skills in a variety of areas.
And what kind of programs do you see people coming back to learn, even if they're not related to their work life?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of interest in the humanities, the whole notion of the human expression, whether it's art, whether it's creative writing, whether it's the languages that they want to learn, whether it's art, dancing, art, a whole variety of areas like that that we see a number of folks interested in, as well as the workplace skills.
And we now have this internet thing. How much of an online presence does a program like yours have?
Well, it's clearly growing. I think that's the real exciting work that we're undertaking now, is that we've got to increase access, and we can't allow people totally to be place-bound. And with the ability to have some virtual communities, we can really increase inclusion in the diversity and the number of options that are available. So we see this growing over time. Our non-credit courses would probably be about 15% are online, and we're offering over 50 different accessible post-bachelor's programs. In a large share of those, a large number are online.
And I understand you have a new program, A Living Well Today and Tomorrow. Tell us about that and its launch this fall.
Well, we're trying to really look at this basic notion of quality of life, and it means many, many different things, emotionally, being involved in other ways to express interest and meaning. And so we're really excited to get this started and explore how this can help make a difference in people's lives.
Now, can you make the case for us that we should all be lifelong learners and think of ourselves and act like lifelong learners?
Well, I think that, you know, when you step away from traditional learning and the assessment piece of it, these are things that are driven by your interest and passion. And I think that that puts a little bit different perspective on it, where people are really trying to acquire things because of their own curiosity and interest. So I think it's really important that we shape the learning that recognizes people have different life experiences, and they bring that to the learning, and they learn from each other. And I think that's what just really makes community important, whether it's here locally on campus or at another location, because we do learn in community, and we are connected to one another. There's just tremendous opportunities for all of us to grow and develop.
Jeffrey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, well, have a good day.
You too. That was Jeffrey Russell. He's the Vice Provost for Lifelong Learning and Dean of Continuing Studies at UW-Madison. We've been talking about lifelong learning, whether for a second career or personal enrichment.